And that was music of Wizkid. This one is titled Cairo. We're throwing back today. It's a Thursday. The Thursday, which is the 20th of February. At least this month is coming to an end. But like we told you that today, we'll be calling one of, you know, the most trending guys, the most amazing and funniest comedian or content creator. I'm talking about the one and only No Chill God. He's on the line with us right now, and I believe that you are ready for this fire interview that we're about to have with him. Man, good morning and welcome to the Morning Fix.
Hi, good morning, man. How are you, Saulo, and the team there?
Hi, no, we are great. We are doing fine. We are doing great. We are happy that you joined us.
I'm happy as well. I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity.
Actually, we are happy about the fact that today we managed to call you. You're not calling us.
Yeah, you're giving me a break at least. Yo, I've been calling. Been outgoing calls, outgoing calls. At least today I'm receiving calls. Eh?
Yeah, today you're receiving calls. Even though it's not a waste time or something, but you're receiving a call still.
At least it's something, man.
So yeah, man, let's talk about you. You've been doing this for a while right now, but before that, I'm telling people that you actually make calls. Will you please try to tell people what is it that you do? I told them, I gave them my own explanation, but what is it that you do?
I create content. That's what I do. I create content, and my content is nice. It's called FaceTiming. I call people with FaceTiming and I talk to them. It's not just people, but celebrities. Like you mentioned before earlier, that I call Rato Kanya or I call Ronaldo. If I feel like I want to call Cardi B, which I'm going to do because I heard that she's coming to South Africa. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have to confirm with her. So yeah, I create content and I also talk to Bobby. Bobby's my dog.
You see, Bobby, I like Bobby because Bobby listens, you know. When you tell him that, hey, Bobby, here are the instructions right now. I want you safe, boy. I want you safe. Bobby listens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the content that I create, I create content which I call FaceTiming content, and I use it to make people laugh. I mean, people are laughing what I'm doing. And I use these celebrities, these are my icons, these are my models. Like, I actually look up for them, like Ronaldo, Cardi B, they are my favorite people. I love dogs as well, so I create content around the things that I like and the people that I love most. Yeah.
I'll honestly say to you that I don't love that abusive one, that one you were talking to, that was abusing a woman. I don't like that one.
Which one is this one?
This one that had a dog, another dog at the back of a wall, and then just breathing to us, it's next, and like, hey, you, what did you do? And the other one was like, no, this is human's abuse.
I also don't want. So, Bobby's losing focus. And we don't want that. We're actually against that as South Africans, you know, we are against human abuse and, you know, gender-based violence. So, yeah, we're not promoting that.
But man,
I'm against that.
Yeah, so we want to understand from you, right? What got you into a point where you decided that, you know, a lot of people are creating content out there, but what actually got you to a point where you said to yourself, this is the type of content I would like to create?
It's uniqueness, you know. I see everyone is doing things that they've been done before. So for me, I just sat down and asked myself, what can I do? Something new, something fresh to our country, you know. And I found FaceTiming one of the, I mean, people don't do those things. That's why I'm always trending, is because I'm doing it, and no one is doing it. And people are asking me, how do you do it? And I feel like that's the secret. That's my gold, you know. On the lighter stage, then, if I feel like I want to tell people how I do it, I'll do it. But for now, I'm just, you know, uniqueness, yeah. I just love the way it's not everywhere. It's something fresh to the industry, and, yeah, that's why it keeps me going.
And another thing, that actually inspired me is that the fact that after you started doing this, people started, you know, understanding that there's somebody out there who's doing something and we love what he's doing, and then they started, you know, starting to make this phone calls, you know, this first time, like, you know, like I mentioned, the likes of Lerato Hanyako as well, and they started, you know, calling you and talking to you. How do you know when such things started happening?
You mean the, like, the real calls now?
The real calls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, these people, because they like what I do. They like my edits. So now they just want to be, they want to give me that, you know, feeling of, okay, you know what, you can actually talk to us. You know, so Lerato, she enjoys talking to me. We do chat on the DMs. We talk while she's live. Sometimes when I'm live, she joins my live, and then we talk and we connect. So it's actually opening doors for me to actually talk to these people, you know, especially the local celebrities, not Cardi B yet, and Cristiano, but hopefully one day I'll have to talk with Ronaldo, a real phone call, I'm just hoping, and soon enough. So it's really opening doors for me, and shout out to all the South African celebrities, even Celsusi. She replied, and her response was very good. She actually said, you know what, I love what you're doing, I love the video, and I was actually happy to see that.
And another thing, you see, one thing that I can't wait for is that call between you and Cardi B. You guys, you seem to have this chemistry going. You know, she tells you everything.
No, the chemistry is there, you know, and I just wish maybe it could be just a real call one day.
Yeah.
I do. It actually takes me a lot of time to actually put everything down. I always say on all my interviews that these things are not easy. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
People, yes, you see that 1 minute video, but for me, I sit 4 hours just to make sure everything it looks real and looks funny, and you know, just to cook something fresh for you guys. But it's a lot of work.
And I actually wanted to ask you that question, like, how long does it take you to work on this content? You know, what is it? What is the process that you need to go through, that you normally go through trying, you know, to produce such content?
For me, I always say it takes me a maximum of 4 hours.
Wow.
So with that 1 minute video that I published, behind the scenes, I have to sit down and edit and cut, and you know, and also make sure that the dialogue it's like perfect. So everything takes me 4 hours. 4 hours of just me sitting and doing everything.
Okay.
It's not an easy thing to do. So yeah.
If you have just joined us on the line, we have Nocha God, the guy who creates content. Now I feel like I should just, you know, they're not these listeners, they know you, but I feel like I should get them something, you know, from you. And then they'll get to hear what you do, right? While you're still on the line with us.
No problem.
Hold him tight. Because I don't want to lose you. I don't want you to die, boy. Hold him tight. Hold on to him like this. Yeah. That's my boy. I know you, boy. I know you. You're focused. Safe trip for me. I'll see when you come back.
That's Bobby.
Bobby
can listen for days.
I know a lot of people love Bobby content. I see the Ronaldo as happy, but the most of the time the people say again, when are you gonna post Bobby's video? When are you gonna post Bobby? And I realize that people are loving this kind of content, and I make sure I'm trying, you know. It's not hard, it's not easy to talk to a dog, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So I'm trying my best, and I know what people want, and I'm gonna deliver. I promise. I have a lot of videos that I still yet to post, so people can just watch out for Bobby's coming. I love dogs.
Yeah.
So that's why, why I create content around dogs.
And then when is Unati replying to to your message, because I know that she says, no, 27, you're old, you're young, man. So,
no, I don't know.
Because you are there already, like you're saying, ah, score on a Tina, yabo.
Yeah, no, not here. I still have to do another one. Maybe this one, this time she'll reply. I mean, these people are busy, eh?
Yeah.
Some people are busy, and some celebrities, they don't even see these things, but yeah. I'm just hoping one day she will have to see what I did with that video, and maybe she'll like it.
As when you pay to go to your hotel again.
I miss you so much. Mm. Actually, like, not even in the slightest coping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not coping. Like, everything that happens, everything I do, everything that doesn't happen,
mm-hmm.
I want to tell you now about. And it hurts, like, sometimes when I can't tell you. It hurts that, like, there are things that we discuss, and it's like, babe, it's not normal. Like, this is not cool.
I know I'm missable, baby.
I really miss you.
I miss you, too. But at least come back home, babe.
But I'm not coming back home yet. But I miss you.
No.
And when I get back,
mm-hmm.
it's me and you, bruh. I don't give a flying
head. I love Francis. You love my heart. Yo, Francis is so... She's just perfect, man. She's just perfect.
You can't do without Pearl Tusi, I can see. No. She misses you too. You're miserable, man.
Yo, she's very energetic. She's full of fun, and she's just perfect. That's the only word I can use to describe her.
Yeah, man. So, what can we look up? What can we look forward to? You know, this year. You know, in terms of your content creation, which level are you willing to take it right now?
Right now, honestly, I'm just pushing, doing my things by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And today I have a shoot. I'm going to be doing prank calls. I actually love anything that deals with calls.
Okay.
So I'll be doing phone prank calls today, and I believe it's going to be my next project. There'll be videos. There'll be a podcast as well. So yeah, I just hope people will tune in and they'll listen, because it's just going to be a funny content.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be raw content, you understand? Pranking someone, you know, it's just going to be fun. I mean, I see a lot of people are not doing it. It's like prank videos in South Africa. No one is doing
mm-hmm.
it, you understand? So we're trying to get those things that makes people love to be in the industry. Because I can see the industry now, it's dying, you know?
Yeah.
People are doing the same thing over and over again. So now I'm just trying to bring the new things in the industry, just to make people laugh. I understand there's a lot of people going through a lot, depression.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be one of those people who try my best to, you know, just to make people feel better. So yeah, the projects are coming. We also planning on a TV show,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not going to go into details for now.
Yeah.
But then our content, 2020 is just a year of creating content, content that people will love, content that people will appreciate. So yeah,
man, thank you so much for joining us today here in the Morning Fix. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the content that you are actually putting out there. We enjoy everything you do right there, because honestly,
you're
making
man.
Us crack every day when we go into your Twitter account, eh?
You deserve it, guys. I feel like everyone deserves to be happy, so that's why I'm here. Thanks for your time, man. Thanks, and just want to say shout out to everyone who follow who love my podcast, who love my videos. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you, man. Thanks for your time.
And then what's your favorite throwback song? It's a Thursday.
Oh, my favorite throwback song.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a second. TKZ.
TKZ, which song?
Shibobo. Yeah, I think, yeah, the new McCarthy, that one, I love
okay.
it.
No problem. So, thank you so much for lending us your ears. We're going to try to get your song, and we're going to play it in a short while. But thank you so much for making time for us.
Thanks for the time, man. I really appreciate it, man. Bye.
Bye. That was NoChill_God. Talking to us about his content creation right here on the Morning Fix, making sure that your morning is bright and beautiful with us right here.
Shella, and I believe that you are one of the people who are inspired right now by Unochill_God.
Yeah, like, it's funny. Like, the things, his work is awesome. Like, mm-hmm. he's doing an awesome job. Like, so, I'm going to start watching more of his videos now.
You should.
I'm going to start watching more.
You should.
Like, I was laughing. I'm so interested to hear the one, whatchamacall, with Unati and the aunt.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm really interested to hear what he's saying and, yeah, about that one.
As of now, let's play him one of his throwback songs. This one is titled Shibobo.
Peace.